T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But all the city officials that have to sign off on it hate it. So they might say they probably would. So if it were to go through, the new address of Trump Tower would be 725 President Barack H. Obama Avenue, which would be, given how much it would bother him.
I can't wait to see the tweets.
It would be the funniest thing in the world. Take your political views, put them aside. You have to acknowledge that the address of Trump Tower being changed to 725 President Barack H. Obama Avenue would be hilarious.
High-level trolling.
High-level trolling. So who knows if we'll ever get there. Perhaps we won't. But either way, the petition seems to be gathering signatures by the second. Down in the Bahamas at halftime, it's 51-44, University of Memphis. DJ Jeffries has 8 points. He spent 11 minutes on the court. Jeff Calkins is in the building. He's going to join us next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Let's talk about Noah. Last year, he had a fast food delivery job. The hours were garbage. The pay was worse. So he went to My Computer Career. In less than 6 months, Noah started his IT career. Now he's in line for his second promotion. Is your job garbage? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi there, Steve Connolly. You guys heard the buzz about affordable blinds and shutters. Chip Wiggins Company is taking the window covering business by storm here in the Mid-South. Wood and faux shutters and blinds, cordless and motorized roller shades, solar screens for homes or businesses. Check out the Facebook page for videos and pictures. The options are endless. Wholesale prices that fit any budget. AffordableBlindsOfMemphis.com for free estimates, 753-5822. Affordable Blinds of Memphis.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I want to welcome everybody back to school. It's that time, especially the incoming freshmen. And if you want to look good for that first day of school, you know where to go. That's Trilogy Tattoo. They have the best selection of body jewelry in Memphis. They got Gorilla Glass, Neo Metal, and more. Open 7 days a week. Walk-ins are welcome. My friends at Trilogy, they are celebrating 21 years in the business. They've got high-quality body jewelry to fit any budget. So walk on in, 530 South Highland, or visit TrilogyMemphis.com.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
while supplies last. Visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com, for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got a nice tweet last night from a nice woman about my favorite PGA golfer. I'll tell you the story behind that a little around 5:25 or so. But right now, he's joining me a little after 5 o'clock Central, as opposed to 5 o'clock Eastern, live from the Bahamas. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP. We're about to start the second half here. I'll be here with the play-by-play. Just hand the show over to me from there on. I'll take you through the second half.
Okay. Right now, it's 51-44 after two periods down there in the Bahamas. The Commonwealth Bank Giants jumped on the Tigers early, but Memphis rallied. Jaden Hardaway seemed to be getting some buckets, but I ain't got eyes on it. You got eyes on it. Tell me, what have you seen so far?
Well, first of all, the whole scene is just crazy in a fun way. It's when they introduced the teams, they said, and now for your visiting Memphis Tigers, and then someone behind me said, visiting? Because there's like three rows of people, that's it, the three rows of like conference chairs set out, right, around this, in this ballroom, the Providence Life Ballroom. There's a Yamaha convention going on just 10 feet away, and like everyone is here from Memphis. Like there's literally... You normally there's other teams and other like what it's just like a little Memphis party here. I was just talking to Cato Johnson and Kent Ritchie and Helpert and like you name it. It's this little slice of Memphis down here, and then you're just like it's like everyone's sitting on press row is what it feels like, right? I mean that's all there is to the thing, and then in terms of the game, I would say they were, whoa. We just got Lance as a three-pointer.
Okay. Let me help you out with play-by-play. You don't just say, whoa. You have to actually explain. Yeah, you have to explain to us what's happening.
And that's Lance, probably I didn't realize you were here. Okay,
let me get Wolo on the phone. Say, Bennett, get Wolo on the phone for me.
It's a different kind of, holy crap. Oh, my gosh, you should see this, guy. You should see what I'm seeing.
Yeah, everybody thinks that play-by-play is easy until you actually got to do it.
24-second call, your fierce Memphis Tiger defense, or the U of M. That's a triple I call him. The U of M.
Right.
The U of M. Here's Little Boogie bringing the ball up.
Little Boogie.
No, it's not. It's Damian Baugh. I got my guys confused.
Oh, no.
The guy with the short shorts is that's Lester Quinones. And
I don't feel like you put much prep work into this play-by-play responsibilities. I've said this for years.
You want to know who's out to start the second half? You want to know who's out?
I do.
Set the lineup?
Yeah, please
Hold
set
on.
The lineup.
Moving
for me.
Moving left to right in the Providence Ballroom.
Yeah, which way are they moving on my radio
right
dial?
Left, moving right to left is the Giants, and you got a backcourt of it's Boogie. And Danny Baugh, and DJ, Quinones, and Lance. That's your starting five. Same starting five for the second half as for the first half. Boogie Ellis, of course, hit the first bucket in Memphis in this team's history with a jumper. And now Lance with another putback. He is asserting himself now, Lance Thomas is. In the absence of James Wiseman, he is asserting himself. I actually thought in the first half, I thought he played well. To just throw a little color commentary here on top of the play-by-play, sure. The scintillating play-by-play. I thought Ado played really well. Like, everyone else came out and just started, was just shooting, honestly. Particularly at the beginning. They calmed down a little bit as the half wore on, sort of running. But Ado, like, comes out and runs stuff. Like, he was good. I thought Ado was really good. DJ was really good. But it's sloppy as hell. I mean, it's really sloppy as hell. And the Giants just got to put back. I got no idea who the Giants are. None. Zero. I barely know who the Tigers are. But the Giants, like, no clue. Oh, look at that. Lance with another put back. Lance is emerging as a leader. What?
What?
Yeah.
I was just letting you handle your play-by-play.
Drew Hill is laughing now. He's saying, I just realized what you're doing. Drew's like, what the hell is he doing?
He doesn't recognize expert play-by-play
when he hears it.
The next time one of you clowns out there listening to Wolo or Eric Hasseltine do play-by-play and think you could do it.
Remember what happened when Calkins tried to do it as well.
I've said this for years.
Lance, with a defensive rebound, kicks it over to Boogie, races it up the court. This is Canonis in the left wing. The pace is frenetic at this point.
It's frenetic. Yeah, it sounds like it's hard to keep up with.
Really, it's very hard to keep up with. You try. Here's what's funny about this too is that no one can watch this stuff. Drew had it on. He had his he was periscoping it, right? He had 1,600 people on.
Oh sure.
1,600 people. That's a good crowd in some Memphis. In some college towns, right?
Tubby couldn't get 1,600 to go to the games.
Exactly.
Drew Hill's got 1,600 on Drew Hill's periscope.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, anyway, do you want me to stop with a play-by-play? I don't want to beat this into the
ground. Why don't we try this thing on radio where I ask you questions and then you answer them?
I would just say that DJ just missed the front end of a steps back to the line.
He'll make him when he needs him.
And he made the second one. That's what I say with them. But come to the University of Memphis, they'll make them when they need them.
You'll make them when you need them.
Absolutely right.
Talking to Jeff Calkins live from the Bahamas.
I didn't go to Atlantis. Was Atlantis like this? Was Atlantis? I mean, without the expert play-by-play, were you in Atlantis? You've done Atlantis.
No, I've never been to Atlantis, but it is in a small ballroom. A bigger ballroom than that, but it's still a relatively small ballroom.
I'm still a little bit. Everybody has their own style. Everybody has their own style, you know? And mine involves just random noises.
The thing you have to remember about play-by-play on the radio is that the people listening to you largely cannot see anything.
No, they can because they're watching the periscope feed. Everyone is. From what I can tell, they're all watching the periscope feed. You want to see Boogie's a point guard? Boogie's bringing the ball up. He'd be doing it fairly expertly here.
If I were relying simply on Calkins play-by-play, I wouldn't know whether somebody just made a shot or if a woman just took her shirt off. The reaction is exactly the same.
Holy crap!
That could mean Boogie Ellis just finished at the rim, or a woman just took her top off. Could mean either one. Let me ask you a question. DJ Jeffries, I gather from Twitter, has looked impressive. Does that would you echo that thought?
Yes, he's looked very impressive. I honestly think. I mean, until Lance just put on the show that I described for you. DJ and Alo were the two best players for the Tigers so far. But DJ, really good, really good. I think 8 points first half. We don't have a scoreboard here either. I got no idea what the score is.
Oh, I can tell you that, actually. University of Memphis 61, the Giants 50 with 6:03 left in the third.
That's what I was about to say. DJ's been really good. And Lester, corner three from Lester. Started out a little slow. He's come back, hit. Tyler missed some shots early, too. Tyler had a great, Mike Sadie just caught the ball. We had a block shot into the crowd, and Mike Sadie just caught the ball from News Channel 3. Handled it very well,
Do you know that when Kelly and I first started dating, her grandmother was convinced for about 3 months that I was Mike Sadie.
You were Mike Sadie.
I swear to God, that's true. Her grandmother, she kept going. So you work for you're Mike Sadie? She was telling people her granddaughter was dating Mike Sadie. I was like, I'm not Mike Sadie. my name's Gary. I'm not Mike Sadie.
Mike Sadie just caught the ball here.
But that's all she knew from, like, she watched Channel 3 News. And so she just – she knew I was in sports and reporting.
I will say DJ just pulled off airball from DJ.
Oh, no.
Just pulled off ill-advised shot.
Then sit him down. Sit him down. You teach lessons.
Sit his ass down.
You got to teach lessons in August sometimes.
Right. No, you gotta teach lessons. That's what I was saying.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Alo comes in, forces the steal immediately. Like, forces the turnover immediately. That's what Alo does, man. You know what he is? He's just a player. He's just a basketball player. Some people want to, you know, whatever, focus on the shot, whatever. Alo's just a basketball player. He's all the little things.
Memphis up 66-52 at this point, 5:30 left in the third period. Let me ask you this.
Hey, whose job is this?
Last night, Penny Hardaway said that James was going to miss the first game of the Bahamas, minor shoulder injury. Do we think he'll play at all in the Bahamas?
I was not here for that, I'll be honest with you. My feeling had been that he would not play at all, because why the hell risk it, right? But he was out here dunking like crazy during the warm-ups. Like, they had warm-ups. They had warm-ups where the Tigers just put on a show. It's just one thunderous dunk after another, and James Wiseman was among the dunkers. So that was Lester Canonis finding DJ Jeffries under the bucket for a dunk. They're playing much better as the game wears on, as you might expect a young team to do. So I got no freaking clue whether James Wiseman's going to play, but he looked like he could dunk the ball, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think he's looked that way for a while.
Am I helping out here? Am I helping out with you?
Well, I will say people are entertained driving around Memphis listening to your play-by-play. Some are
– you know what I mean to do? I mean to inform and entertain, and I'm doing more entertaining than informing.
Some are wondering if you've had a couple of daiquiris before you walk into the gym.
The drinks are $16 each, man. What do you know? The drink there. I tweeted out a picture of the bathroom, though. Did you see that? Look at my Twitter account right now.
Okay,
let's see. The cheeseburger and the bathroom. Look
Jeff
at those
Calkins.
Two things. Both the cheeseburger is $22, and the bathroom. Look at that bathroom.
Let's see. Okay, that's a nice bathroom, Jeff.
Isn't that a nice bathroom?
Looks nice.
Like for an arena?
Yeah.
What do you think about the cheeseburger? Cheeseburger, for $22, you get an egg on it.
Yeah, that sounds. It looks like a good cheeseburger.
And bacon. Bacon and an egg.
Yeah.
It's like breakfast and lunch all wrapped up in one.
It looks like that Daily Memphian expense account going to take a beating.
Giants bringing the ball up. Score is I got no idea. let me set the lineup for you. Can I reset the lineup for you?
Yes.
Okay. You got Isaiah Morris and Lance as your pick. You got Boogie, Alo, and Tyler. And Boogie from deep nails it. Bring it up to 23 on the board.
That was good. That was nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could be infringing on a Hasseltine copyright.
I'm learning. Right.
Hey, you're getting better just like the Tigers are getting better.
Exactly right. I need my own 3-point call. What should it be?
It should just be woo.
Maybe how about this one? Here, I'll wait till the I say woo, just woo. You think just woo?
Yeah, just woo. That's what you
maybe
did earlier.
Like in a sort of a tribute to my $22 cheeseburger, maybe I should just say, and put an egg on it. Like no one has that one.
Nobody, you know, in fairness, I've never heard of it.
Boogie from deep and put an egg on it.
I've never heard anybody say. I think put an egg on it. I think put an egg on it has to be your and one call. So, like, Boogie Ellis gets to the rim.
That's exactly right.
He's fouled.
Right,
basket goes. And put an egg on it. Boogie Ellis at the rim. Fouled. Fouled. Yeah. Ball goes
exactly
through.
Right.
Put an egg on it. He's going to the free throw line.
Put an egg on it. Exactly.
He's going to the free throw line to try to get to try to increase the Tigers' lead to double digits. That's it. I think I perfected that one for you. Lester Quinones pulls up. Whistle. Shot good. Put an egg on it. He's going to the free throw line.
Tyler, from the corner. Nailed it. Put an egg on it.
Put an egg on it. Put an egg on it. We got to get Hasseltine to use put an egg on it in the Grizzlies opener this year.
Just come on, Eric. Just once. Put an egg on it.
Just one time scream, put an egg on it.
hope I'm not paying international rates for this.
Yeah, please tell me you got your cell phone playing.
No, I do. I got my phone.
Yeah, that's basic. Yeah. That's basic stuff you have to do when you travel outside of the country.
Oh, look at that halo with the steel fires it up ahead to Tyler and put an egg on it.
Tyler Harris with another bucket. Memphis now leads 71-56. It is one egg after another in the Bahamas. It looks like Lance Thomas has a team-high 15 points right now.
This is turning into a Bahama breeze, ladies and gentlemen.
This is turning into a continental breakfast. Eggs
right,
for everybody.
The game. Do you have anything else for me?
Nah, I feel like we've done enough here.
Yeah. Hammer, nail, coffin.
The Tigers are pulling away.
It now. Hammer, nail, coffin.
The Tigers are pulling away. All right. That was excellent play-by-play. We'll do it again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Tigers up 76-56, 2:13 left in the third. I tell you, play-by-play is hard.
I mean, apparently people loved it, so.
You hear it all the time from people. They assume that they can do all of these things, even though they've never done them.
Yep.
I run into it. Not really that much anymore because I don't ever go anywhere. But when I used to go out places and see people, you'd meet people. They'd be like, "Hey, I want to host a radio show." Oh, really? Why? Why do you think you'd be good at it? Because I know everything about sports. Yeah, that's not what's important. You don't need to know everything about sports to host a radio sports show. To host a sports show, you need to know everything about what you're talking about. And in fairness, not all radio hosts do that.
Yeah.
But you don't need to know everything about sports. You need to know everything you're going to talk about in a particular segment, and then you need to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
You need to be able to tell stories. You take that same person who's so confident, you say, okay, cool, you know what? Let's go. Here's the mic. Go.
I'm going to need 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to need 15 minutes out of you. They'll be looking at that clock after 3 minutes going,
sweat dripping.
No, you come on, keep going. You told me you'd be good at this. Keep going. And I'll say this. I think play-by-play is even more difficult.
Yes.
Like I've had people ask me sometimes who maybe just don't understand my career, hey, you ever been interested in doing play-by-play? Absolutely not. I don't think I would be good at it. It's a totally different skill set than hosting a radio show. Like, Eric makes it sound easy. It's not easy. It's very.
He's a wizard at it.
Very. Very difficult. And I know, like, it's almost regardless of who the play-by-play guy is or gal is for any baseball team or football team or basketball team, there's a certain segment of the fan base that likes to pound them on a little bit. I'm just telling you, that's a hard job. And even if you think the whoever it is you're listening to isn't great, they are way better than you think. They're way better than you're giving them credit for.
Yeah, you can't stop and just think about all the names matched with numbers that you have to know off the top of your head just like that. Even the guys at the end of the bench, you got to know all of them just right there. You can't look at anything.
Now, let me tell you the other thing that's more difficult than it appears. Studio host on television. So like Ernie Johnson or Adam Zucker with CBS Sports or Dana Jacobson with CBS Sports, Greg Gumbel with CBS Sports. That job is incredibly difficult. On a surface, you think it would be easy. You know, you're coming out of a break. Everything you need is in a prompter.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly where you're going. Then everything you need to get out, to get back into the next break is in a prompter. But what you don't know if you're just watching on TV is that there's a producer in here nonstop talking. You got to speed this up. You got to slow this down. You got to get this here. We're rolling this. Take this here. And it gets complicated.
Yeah.
And I've always said this because I've done that. And I'll be honest. I didn't think I was very good at it.
The studio host?
Yeah. Like CBS has allowed me to host some shows. And I didn't think I was very good.
Yeah. Plus, they're in charge of, like, cutting guys like you and other, you know, analysts, stopping them, like, in an exact time, right?
Yeah. You and I sitting here, we can go 7 minutes over, 7 minutes short. We can make it work.
Right.
TV is, you're on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go 20 seconds too long, that is a catastrophe.
Right.
Like, people are freaking out because you cannot get off track in a halftime or in a pregame show or really at any time. Here's the thing I've always said about studio hosts. If you don't notice that they're bad, that means they're great.
Mm-hmm.
You won't necessarily notice that they're great, but when somebody isn't great, it stands out. They look awful. It sounds awful, and it looks awful. But when somebody is doing a great job in that role, you almost don't notice it, and that means that they're great. In most jobs, when somebody is great, you notice the greatness.
Mm-hmm.
In that job, you don't notice the greatness. You only notice if they're bad. If they're bad, it really stands out. So if you don't notice them being bad, that means they're great. I got a nice tweet from a nice woman last night about a professional golfer. I want to share that with you and to tell the backstory because I think it's kind of interesting. We'll get into that next.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save, oh.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe
Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. If you're in the market for a computer, dial those digits and get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. Tell them I said hello, and then tell them what it is you need a computer for. Like, if you need a gaming computer, you probably do need to spend $2,000-$3,000 on a machine. But if you're just going to be messing around on Facebook and YouTube and emailing, you don't need to spend, you know, $1,000 on a computer. But that's what's going to happen if you go to the big box stores, because all they got is those new computers and those pretty boxes. And they got all these programs on them that you're probably not going to use, but you are definitely going to pay for them. Go to Cooper Systems. You can avoid that because they got every kind of machine you can think of. And if they don't have what you need, they can get it for you or build it for you. That way you're paying for stuff you're going to use, not paying for stuff you're never going to use. Computer's going to be better suited for you. That means it's going to be better priced for you. You want to save money on a computer? Do it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. It's 5:30, Gary Parish Show. University of Memphis down in the Bahamas. They are now up big on the Giants. They're up 84-59 with 10 minutes left in the game. So we're heading into the fourth quarter. Lance Thomas has a team-high 15 points in 15 minutes. He's 5 of 7 from the field. He, of course, is the transfer from Louisville who set out last season per normal NCAA transfer rules. DJ Jeffries has 13 points. Damian Ball, 9. Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones, 8 apiece. If you're wondering how Memphis started, it was DJ Jeffries, Boogie Ellis, Damian Ball, Lester Quinones, and Lance Thomas. So 4 freshmen from that Herald recruiting class, plus Lance Thomas, who is a redshirt sophomore, the transfer from Louisville. So 4 freshmen, but yes, 5 first-year players. And I would assume you could maybe surmise from, you know, conclude from that if James Wiseman were healthy, he would be starting either in place of Lance Thomas or DJ Jeffries. But, you know, Penny Hardaway's first ever game with this roster was a 3-guard lineup: Boogie Ellis, Damian Ba, and Lester Quinones. I'll keep you updated on that, but it's 84-59 right now with 9:42 left to play in what is Memphis's first exhibition down in the Bahamas. They'll play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock I'll have Jeff Calkins doing terrible, terrible, ineffective play-by-play here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He got better.
He got better as a
He got
on.
Better, but it never got good.
It wasn't good.
He got better, but it never got good.
The egg thing was good. His line was good.
Put an egg on it was good. So I got a nice tweet last night from a lady named Georgia, and I should say it was a tweet directed at Harold Varner III, the professional golfer, but she tagged me in it and Chris Vernon in it and Mike Norvell in it, and here's what she wrote. She said to Harold Varner III, "Thank you for not passing me by." I should point out it's a picture of her and Harold Varner. She said, "Thank you for not passing me by. So awesome. I'll never forget that pro-am round a few years ago at the FedEx St. Jude Classic in Memphis when you had Gary Parish, Chris Vernon Show, and Coach Norvell. Coach, always amazing, but you were a saint with GP and Vernon." And he was. And it just sort of reminded me of that whole experience because, you know, Harold had an awesome weekend this past weekend. He was 14 under at the Northern Trust, finished tied for third, and got a check for $536,000 this weekend. And it qualified him for that was last weekend. It qualified him for the BMW Championship that starts tomorrow. He tees off at 12:21, just about 30 minutes after Tiger Woods tees off at the BMW Championship. So he's got a chance to make another big check and maybe even qualify for next year's Masters. Harold is a guy we've kept in touch with since then. Like, I was text messaging with him as recently as Sunday night, you know, just telling him congratulations on finishing. I finished third in the BMW, mm-hmm. I mean, in the Northern Trust, cashed a check for more than $500,000. Like, it's amazing. And we kept in touch with him all these years later. The backstory is pretty funny, though. So Ben Karras, from Jim Karras Chevrolet, my friend, you know, he had a spot in the FedEx St. Jude Classic Pro-Am. Like, he could put a team together. And he said, hey, why don't you and Vernon play with me? And, of course, we said, we'd love to. That sounds like an amazing experience. Neither one of us are that good at golf. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not good at golf. But, like, still, it'd be an amazing experience. And so we end up, our team is going to be Ben. It's going to be five of us playing together. Ben, me, Vernon, University of Memphis football coach Mike Norvell, and then whichever professional golfer we drafted in the Tuesday night draft that's held down at the Cook Convention Center at this big reception slash dinner thing. Mm. And so I don't know why we thought this, but we just assumed the way it works is it's like a random drawing. And so every team is got a number connected to them. So, like, there's team one, and it's these four guys. And team two is these four guys. And let's just, for the sake of the conversation, say there's 50 teams. There might be fewer. There might be more. But let's say there's 50. And then there's a random drawing, and it's like, okay, team 47 will pick first. And then team 32 will pick second. And then team four will pick third. But you don't know the order in advance of anything. Like, you show up and they say, team four, you're picking now. These are the golfers who are available. Who do you want? Mm-hmm. And then, like, you got like 2 minutes to say, we'll take Phil Mickelson. And so I don't know why we thought we were going to be picking early in the draft, but we had convinced ourselves for some reason, like, listen, I know it's supposed to be a random drawing, but it's incredibly positive publicity for them to allow us to pick very high, because then you've got the Gary Parrish show talking about playing with Phil Mickelson nonstop, and then you've got the Chris Vernon show talking about playing with Phil Mickelson nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, dude, like, we're going to be able to play with, like, one of the best golfers in the world tomorrow. And so we sit there at the dinner, and we're actually debating, okay, listen, if we pick first, we're going to take Phil Mickelson just because that's the best story, playing golf with Phil Mickelson, like a Hall of Famer legend, the whole thing. So, like, if we pick first, we're going to go with Phil Mickelson. But if we pick second, what do we do? And I don't remember the other golfers who were there. Just play along. But it was like, okay, Brooks Koepka or Jordan Spieth, which one do we want?
Right.
And so we're having, like, real debates between these two people. And then we've got this basic order of five golfers when we're able to pick in the top five that we're going to take. It's like Mickelson and Koepka and whoever. And we're enjoying our dinner and we're getting our drinks. And then the random drawing starts. And let's say we're table 37. We're team 37. It's like, team 14, you're up first. And they go, we'll select Phil Mickelson. And we're like, well, damn, I thought we were going to get Phil Mickelson. But it's cool. We'll take Brooks Koepka. No big deal. Then they were like, team 48, you're picking next. It's like, they're like, we'll take, we're going to play golf tomorrow with Brooks Koepka. And everybody claps. It's like, geez. Okay, Mickelson's off the board. Koepka's off the board. But still, you know, we'll get whoever it was third on our list. Fast forward about 45 minutes. We still have not been called. There is literally three teams that haven't been called. The whole thing. One of them is us. We couldn't have gotten a worse draft pick. So we're sitting there like shell-shocked.
Yeah.
It's like, why did we think this was rigged in our favor? Because it could not be more rigged against us.
Against you, yeah.
Like, nobody did us any favors here. We are left to select. If they call us right now, we will select one of three golfers, none of whom we've ever heard of. We don't know these people. So sure enough, they go like, table 40, that's our table. They say, hey, you're up. We're like, thanks. Thanks, guys. Finally, we're starting to wonder if you even knew we were here.
Mm-hmm.
I got two radio hosts and a Memphis football coach, and we sitting here getting treated like bums. But thank you for now allowing us to pick. And if I remember correctly, we didn't know, none of us knew the names of these golfers. Harold Varner III was one of them. Never heard of Harold Varner III in my life. Mm-hmm. Nobody at our table has. So we're trying to Google. Okay, what are we going to, like, we're Googling on our phones real quick. Okay, who are we going to play with? And I think it came down to, it was an old white guy, some totally, like, Nobody else wanted to golf with the guy. That's why he's still available to us, right way down at the end of the thing. And then there was an international player that may or may not speak English, and then somebody on their phone, which doesn't matter except that we wanted to try to talk and have a good time with somebody. We didn't want somebody we can't communicate with. And then somebody Googles and goes, dude, Harold Varner Jr. is like a young black dude. And I said, well, I think given our options, the young black dude's probably a lot more fun than the other two. Let's just pick the young black dude.
Right.
So we didn't think Harold Varner Jr. was going to be a young black dude. I mean, Harold Varner III was going to be a young black dude necessarily.
Right.
But Google Images showed him. We were like, well, let's take the young black dude. Maybe that'll be fun. So we're playing golf tomorrow with Harold Varner III. And we show up. And he could not have been cooler. In fact, we were tweeting with him the night before, and he was like tweeting back, let's go. And we get to the tee box, you know, the putting green the next morning. We introduce ourselves to him. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got you guys' tweets last night. I think he was sitting around watching NBA Finals or NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, just sitting in the hotel, slamming beers, watching basketball. We're like, okay, this is our guy. And it's a million degrees. By the way, we had been out till too late the night before.
Yeah.
It's a million degrees. We're hungover. It's miserable. We're not good at golf anyway, but we were especially not good at golf under these circumstances. Mm-hmm. And think about this for a second. You're a professional golfer. You're wearing pants in Memphis. It's hot. You got, in theory, 4 rounds ahead of you.
Yep.
Starting tomorrow. And now you got to deal with these idiots, these stupid radio hosts who are just hitting the ball in the water nonstop.
Right.
Hitting it in the bunker, then can't get it out of the bunker. Rolling drives. And we take what should be a 4-hour round of golf and turn it into a 5.5-hour round of golf because we are awful. Vernon, meantime, has got his caddy reading putts for him. Vernon be like, hey, can you come over here and read my putt? I said, Vernon, you can't keep asking this. They're working here. Like, they're supposed to be preparing for tomorrow, and you're making Harold Varner III's caddy come read your putt. He was cool. Everybody could not have been cooler under circumstances where it would have been very easy not to be cool. Like, if I were Harold Varner III and I got these two radio hosts who are turning my 4-hour walk around this course into a 5.5-hour walk around this course, I'd be like, yo, this is enough. You know, they can't pay me enough to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not have been cooler. And all these years later, we still keep in touch with him.
That's awesome.
And so to see him have the weekend he just had and to see somebody remember it last night on Twitter and put it all together with the prevailing thought being, man, I've always liked you since I watched you be super patient with Gary Parrish and Chris Vernon. I thought that was pretty neat. If you are looking for somebody to root for this weekend, you won't find a more down-to-earth, cooler dude than Harold Varner III. He's our favorite golfer. He should be your favorite golfer, too. Be back with dinner to go.
I want to tell you about a guy named Bear. That's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Ellis, but everyone at Oak Hall just calls him Bear. Bear grew up in Munford, and he remembers in 6th grade he got a brown leather jacket with a silk lining for Christmas. That leather jacket was from Oak Hall, and Bear told me it was the first time that he remembers actually owning something nice, something special, of deep quality, and how different that made him feel. Well, Bear grew up, and he got married, and he had a beautiful daughter, and he tried a career in banking, and he realized that banking wasn't for him. But he remembered that jacket, and he contacted Oak Hall about maybe getting a job there, and he's been helping people find their own quality clothing ever since. That's what Oak Hall is all about. As Bear put it, we're lucky because we get to sell the best clothes in the world to the best people in the world. The right clothing just feels different, and it makes you feel different. Someone at Oak Hall helped Bear's parents pick out that brown leather jacket, and because they got it exactly right, Bear remembers that Christmas to this day. And now when you stop in at Oak Hall, Bear will help you find what makes you feel the way he felt. So go see the incredible people at Oak Hall, but if you do, don't ask for Christopher Ellis, ask for Bear.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
So Laura was living out in East Memphis, but she wanted to move, so she was going to put her house up for sale, and wisely, she did exactly what I've been telling you to do for years now. She got in touch with Josh Heisall. Josh went to work. He got 19 showings in a matter of days, and then very quickly, he was able to sell Laura's house full asking price. How did he do it? Did it with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He's somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. He's somebody who understands how to get the most out of your home. But the first thing you got to do is get in touch with him. Once you do, you guys will sit down. You'll agree on a price. And once you agree on a price, Josh is going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days, that agreed upon price, Josh Heisall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Heisall, 461-8147, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores. I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever summer carries you, you can listen live, anytime, anywhere.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your Keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples 2-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folder.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker chop me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
If you're in an emergency situation, you want to be at Regional One Health. That's why my wife and I were there a little less than 3 years ago when our youngest son, Lou, was born. We were in a high-risk pregnancy. It was going to be a high-risk delivery if we ever were able to get to that point. And so our doctor recommended, Dr. Jacques Sampson, that we do it at Regional One Health. Simply put, he said, if I were in your shoes, that's where I would want to do it. He was the doctor. We trusted him. He could not have been more correct. But one of the things I've tried to stress since that experience is that you do not have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the incredible medical care under the Regional One Health umbrella. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a great example of that. It's recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. So if you are a woman and you are 40 or older, you need to make that appointment. Doing it could save your life. Not doing it could cost you dearly. So call them. 901-515-3600. You do not need a recommendation or a referral. You can just make the appointment. 515-3600, 515-3600. That's the number to the East Campus Imaging Center. It's located 6555 Quince Road, right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So easy to find, easy to get to. Again, the phone number, 515-3600. You can learn more, regional1health.org. That's regional1health.org. It's 550 Gary Parrish Show. University of Memphis now up 110-81 on the Commonwealth Bank Giants down in the Bahamas. 59 seconds left to go in the game, so unless the Commonwealth Bank Giants make the most incredible comeback you've ever seen in the history of organized basketball in the next 59 seconds, Memphis is going to start 1-0 down in the Bahamas. DJ Jeffries has a team-high 21 points in 22 minutes. Lance Thomas, 19 points. Lester Quinones, 14 points. Damian Ball, 11 points. Boogie Ellis, 8 points. That means everybody in the starting lineup got 8 at least. Your only other double-digit score, Tyler Harris. He's 3 of 14. He still likes to shoot, apparently. Apparently, Tyler Harris still likes to shoot. He's 3 of 14 from the field, 3 of 10 from three-point range. He's got 11 points. Not the most efficient 11 points you've ever seen, but he got double digits. Obviously, they'll be talking about this tomorrow morning on the Jeff Calkins Show at 9 a.m. But right now, 112-81, 42 seconds left. Memphis, 42 seconds away from improving to 1-0 in the Bahamas. Let's do this dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we opened the show talking about the confirmation from five-star forward Musa Cisse that he is moving to Memphis. According to the tweet from him, he's going to enroll at Lausanne Collegiate School and play his final 2 years of basketball there. Obviously, it's a big development for the University of Memphis. They are recruiting him. He's a top 10 player in the class of 2021, projected lottery pick in the 2022 NBA draft. And it just defies logic to not connect the dots here. This young man is from West Africa. He's been living in New York. He didn't just decide he wanted to go to school in Memphis, Tennessee. He's coming to school to Memphis, Tennessee because of some connection to the University of Memphis. And I'd be shocked if you didn't see some of the other schools around the country start to back off a little bit, because Memphis is hard to beat under any circumstances. But a kid that's willing to move to Memphis to be close to the University of Memphis, like, good luck with that one. It appears that whatever happens in the class of 2020 is going to happen, and I'm sure that'll be a good class too. But in 2021, they're involved with Kennedy Chandler. They're involved with Musa Cisse. And given that there are, I believe, 5 top 60 prospects in the class in America who are going to be in the Memphis area.
How about that?
They'll have a shot to get the number one class in America once again.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, it's Mets-Braves, SunTrust Park, Cumberland, Georgia. Game 2 of a 3-game series. If it gets started, I just saw that the tarp's on the field and the skies don't look great.
Uh-oh.
Which really, like, I don't want to say it ruins my night. I'll find something else to do. I've got a wife and kids, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But that's all I want to do is go home and watch the Mets and Braves.
I understand.
And now I like might not get to do that. It's disappointing, Bennett. Atlanta won last night 5-3. They went up 2-0 in the first and never relinquished that lead. So the Mets are now 15-3 past 18 games, 61-58 on the season, 2 games back at the Cardinals for the second NL wild card. Meantime, Braves 71-50, second best record in the National League. Got a 6-game lead in the NL East standings. It's Steven Matz against Dallas Keuchel if it actually gets started. Atlanta's minus 135 on the money line. The total was 10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:20. But again, doesn't look like it's going to start at 6:20.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, the wrestlers on Stars at 6:10. America's Got Talents on NBC at 7. David Bowie, Finding Fame, which is a documentary that details the story of how David Robert Jones became David Bowie and then how David Bowie became Ziggy Stardust. That might be interesting. It's on Showtime at 7:45. Late Night Circuit, Jim Gaffigan. It's on Jimmy Kimmel. Ice Cube is on Jimmy Fallon. 50 Cent is on Stephen Colbert. Allison Brie from Glow. Do you watch Glow on Netflix?
I do not. And I'm a wrestling fan, so I need to get in on that.
So season 3, new episodes just dropped. I watched the first 2 seasons. I enjoyed it.
Good.
It's
okay,
good. It's worth watching. It's 100% worth watching. Allison Brie is the star of that. She's on Seth Meyers. Smokey Robinson going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Jeff Calkins, who is a writer, much more than a play-by-play man, is down in the Bahamas, one of the few Memphis media members down there. There are representatives from, I know, News Channel 3, Mike Sadie's there, Commercial Pills there, Daily Memphian's there, but it's not like there's 50 people down there. Jeff is courtside for what is now officially a 114-83 win, University of Memphis over the Commonwealth Bank Giants. I know he'll be writing a column about it for DailyMemphian.com, so check that out when he files it.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a Thursday, so we'll get ready for another Memphis exhibition down in the Bahamas. And then Jeff Calkins will join me live at 5 o'clock to give inadequate and uninspiring play-by-play. Put an egg on it.
Put an egg on it.
Put an egg on it. It'll be fun, I hope. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity best deal of the year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
Well, we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top 4 networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Grizz Nation! 2019 marks the 25th season for the Grizzlies franchise, and it's bound to be one for the ages. Now is the time to secure your seats to see the Grizzlies' young core compete all season long. Early bird single-game tickets are on sale now through Wednesday, August 14th. Make sure you get yours today by shopping Grizzlies.com.
Join in on the fun with the Tennessee Lottery's August Instant Games with prizes ranging from $2,000 up to $1 million. There's something for everyone. Just stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and pick up some August Instant Games today.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake.